Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Day three of the Instigators clean out day here, locker room clean out on WGR 550 and MSG. What I think will shape up to be a very interesting day. A lot of information looking to be probably sought as... You know, being the general manager of a pro sports team is probably the ultimate dream job. I think all three of us would say that. I think anybody listening would say that. But no. I don't envy Kevin Adams' job today that he has to do at 11:30 and the questions he has to answer. And certainly, probably, you know, I sit and I think about what Kevin must be thinking. And, you know, he did not see it playing out this way 6 months ago. You know, you sign Taylor Hall, you bring in Eric Staal, you go get Cody Eakin. You know, say what you want about Reeder. I mean, this was not the direction and year-end meeting that he wanted to have.
Good morning. I don't think so at all. You know, he went out and brought in the players that he felt would put this team to the next level. You know, got a veteran leader in Eric Staal and went out and got a veteran leader in Cody Eakin and went out and got a veteran leader in Taylor Hall, who is one of the elite left wingers in the National Hockey League, solidified a spot on defense, and things didn't work out. You know, captain, best player was injured from day one. They just didn't seem like they gelled together when they played Taylor Hall and Jack Eichel. There was a lot of things that just didn't seem to fit. We didn't start to really see a team and the positivity until the coaching change. Once Don Granato took over in a an extremely difficult situation. Teams on what, an 18-game losing streak or whatever. I would have thought that it would have continued. But Don Granato somehow gave opportunity to players that had not been given the opportunity. Guys like Tage Thompson, guys like Rasmus Asplund, guys like Casey Mittelstadt. You have Rasmus Dahlin, Joakim Harju, very young guys, 20, 21 years old, that their game completely changed once Don Granato took over. And you saw some positivity in the structured part of the game, but also, you know, our younger players starting to step up and take bigger roles.
Don't you find it amazing how every guy that has stepped up there so far, except the young guys, they're not gonna say that, about how big of a difference it was when Ralph left, and maybe how bad or unorganized it was while Ralph was there. Like, that kind of caught me. Not that Ralph was, he's a coach, whatever, it doesn't matter. But how everybody is like, oh, after this, this changed. We started playing our game, started this. I was like just sitting there amazed that there was so much so wrong with the group while Ralph was in charge.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Kevin Adams going to speak at 11:30. Don Granato is going to speak at 11 o'clock, and we'll carry them both here on WGR 550 and MSG. And we'll be here as long as we need to until that wraps up, and a little bit of, I guess, commentary afterward. But, you know, I look at the situation today, and you look at what's going on in the media in the last 48 hours surrounding Jack Eichel, and Elliot Friedman, I thought put it really well in his 31 thoughts, basically saying Jack's interview has overshadowed, you know, the fact that Sam Reinhart also felt similar sentiments, you know, Rasmus Ristolainen saying, you know, whatever happens, if I moved, you know, so be it, or whatever, I'm paraphrasing there. But what are we going to hear from Kevin Adams today? I guess it kind of surrounds more so the questions that are asked, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is the disconnect between Jack and the Sabres, and Elliot talking about that in his 31 thoughts as well. I tweeted it out this morning if you want to go and check it out. Basically, you know, a bit upset about the way things have been handled since I've been hurt. There's been a bit of a disconnect from the organization and myself. He talks about Jack wanting surgery, and the surgery that he wants is a disc replacement. Now, I'm no doctor. I'm not going to talk about, I don't know enough about cervical disc replacement surgery, but I think the questions that are going to be asked are, where's the team at and where's Jack at, and can you bridge that gap?
Where's the relationship at?
And where is the relationship, and is it broken? Is that fair to say?
The way I would see things, yeah. The way I would see things right now is Kevin Adams is a very smart man, but he's going to be put in a very difficult situation in this press conference. You know, you have the house is burning right now, and you're going to have media members that are going to be throwing fireballs on it, and Kevin's going to be walking in there, and he's got to be not only a GM, but he's got to be a firefighter. He's got to go in there with a hose, and he's got to try and put out these fires. And he's going to have a lot of very tough questions that he's going to have to answer. They're going to want to know about Jack Eichel and the relationship with him, and what is the next move? What's the next course of action? So both sides can start to heal what is damaged right now. He's going to be asked about Sam Reinhart and what is the plan with Sam Reinhart. He's going to be asked about Rasmus Ristolainen. These are three players that have been here for a long time. And, you know, people out there, media out there, are going to want to know where's the direction of this team moving forward. Because right now it's not in a great state. And what is his plan to move this organization in the right direction?
Yeah, I don't think, Rivs, that at this point he might even have that answer though of the direction.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that he's going to have to take the time here, if he hasn't already, I'm not, who knows, and talk to, you know, Sam and his camp and Risto and Jack and his camp, and that this doesn't happen overnight. Those conversations may go on for a while to figure out, you know, what each individual is, or it may not. They may come point blank and say, hey, we want to be here, or no, get us out. So if that hasn't been done yet, that's a pretty tough answer to come up with. I think in a big way too, he'll just be like, this is something we got to address moving forward. We've got to, you know, it's time now to start dealing with this. I don't know if he would have had the time yet to deal with all that.
Well, I guess as Elliot mentioned, the exit interview between Jack and whoever would be in that meeting didn't go very well, you know? So, you know, did Jack come from a heated conversation with Kevin Adams and whomever else and go right to the podium? He was held up if you recall, we were going to carry him, I think, at 11:30 maybe. And I don't think he stepped on the podium until maybe noon, if I recall correctly. I don't remember exactly the time, yeah. but it was something of that sort. So, you know, in that time, I'm wondering, you know, like, what's going on? Is he in his exit interview? And apparently we got word that he was actually, I think someone, Lance Lysowski, tweeted out he's still in his exit interview. And you come to learn that it was not a good meeting. How do things get fixed? I mean, that's kind of the question here. I mean, I sit and I want to say I rack my brain about it. I mean, it's something we talk about. It's not my decision, but I mean, I said yesterday and I stand by it. I don't think this is fixable. If fixable is a word,
what does that mean? What do you mean when you're saying that, that you don't think it's fixable?
To me, it means Jack probably said, I don't want to be here anymore. And I don't know if it was so many words or whatever, if it was respectful, or he said, you know, look, like, we gave it a shot. It's been 6 years or blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it went. It doesn't sound like it went very well, which I'm sure it's not the first time.
So we're putting all that blame on the Sabres.
No, did I say that?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying hypothetically, we're putting all the blame on the Sabres for the roles.
No, I'm not putting the blame on anyone. I'm not putting the blame on anyone. I'm just saying that's the situation that we're in. You have an unhappy superstar.
Okay.
Okay. And
good.
A team that has been unsuccessful for a long period of time.
Work harder. Find a solution. I think we've already been through this before with just another player that was not happy with being here, right? I don't think that bode well for our team. So the way I look at this is Jack Eichel is not going anywhere. You know why? Because he has 5 years on his contract, paying him $10 million a year. That's it.
That's what you believe, or that's what you think? Or
if
that's
the Sabres
what you
don't plan on trading Jack Eichel, then he's going to be a Sabre.
Do they have a choice?
The Sabres?
I know they have a choice. They have a choice. Contractually, they have a choice. But do they have a choice after Monday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rob? Yeah, they do?
100%.
Yeah, they do. 100%. They, you know, if they decide they're not moving them, then, you know, Jack's just going to have to learn to deal with it. And I think more now than ever, I think in the past things would happen and there would always be grudges held. And, you know, we saw that with Darcy Regier and Michael Pekka and these guys. You know, there was grudges held. I think this day and age, when stuff happens, that, you know, it may fester for a couple of weeks and then it's kind of, oh, you move on to something else. Something else comes up. And then, you know, a year from now, you look back and you go, yeah, you remember when Jack came out and said, I just think that this stuff is, it flies by quicker now, that if the relationship was going to be mended, I think it's a lot easier now than it ever was.
To be fixed?
To be fixed.
Really?
Yep.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MST.
You don't think so?
Do I think it could be fixed? Yeah, I think it could be fixed if pride was swallowed, but I don't think Jack would want it to be fixed.
Yeah, but that's don't know that.
No, we don't know that, but I don't. Did he not kind of indicate that to me? To me, that's like, we've all been in locker rooms. I remember playing with a guy who was so unhappy here, but he still signed his extension. And I, you know, and you're thinking, okay, well, he was unhappy here, but there wasn't like a real disconnect. I mean, I've never really seen in hockey what we saw the other day with such a caliber player. I mean, like Ryan O'Reilly said, I basically fell out of love with hockey and he was moved that off season. I mean, to me, Jack, I don't think Jack would like to come back, period. And that's fine. I mean, that's fine. If that player does not want to be here and he's that good, then move him. It's that easy for me. Because because it's not like you're just moving him for nothing. You're not getting nothing for him.
Yeah, but you don't know yet. You don't know what the market is. I know rumor is that they've, you know, talked to teams about him, but you don't know what the market is. You're in a situation now with, A, that the number that he's carrying for the term, every one of these teams got the flat cap now. So, you know, it's not an easy job to go out and move a guy like this. And whomever you're trying to trade him to, if that's the case, they hold all the cards because it comes down to a financial thing. Because I think so many teams are out there are up against it. And to bring in a $10 million commitment for the next 5-6 years, whatever it may be, then that is huge. And you just don't do that in a, you know, the flick of the switch. That's going to be complicated. And I think in most cases, it's going to be harder for, if it happens, Kevin on this end to get that just work because of it.
Yeah, I think there's a number of teams that are going to be interested in Jack Eichel. If Jack Eichel hits the market and teams know it, teams will jockey. There is going to be a mad scramble to get a player like Jack Eichel. Here's the thing, though. Sabres do not have to trade Jack Eichel. The only way you're going to trade Jack Eichel is unless you feel the trade that you're going to trade him for, the pieces that you're going to trade him for are going to make you better.
Yep.
Maybe not immediately, but better for the future.
You're already looking
at it. And that's the way I see it.
You're already looking at a worst case scenario, third overall draft pick this year. That's one piece that you can add to your other pieces that you want to make. And I just needed to interject there because we are going to take an early break right now because we are going to carry Don Granato at 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. So stick around for that. I look forward to hearing from him who he thought grew most when he took over. And Kevin Adams at 11:30. And, you know, I think we've all heard what's gone on around the hockey world. It's been the biggest talk about Jack Eichel's year-end media address. Kevin Adams will address that. Jack's injury, other players, contracts, coaching, all of it coming up right here. So we're going to break now. We'll come back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Rob right here till 11.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Programming notes, 11 o'clock. Don Granato will speak right here on MSG and WGR 550. Kevin Adams to follow at 11:30. We will follow, or we will carry both right here on the Instigators. Andrew Craig, and joining us today until 11, the great Rob Ray. What's with the snicker?
Hey, you know what, Petey? We talked about relationships. You and I have been in relationships multiple times.
We have? I don't know. Have we had to? Has our relationship ever been unmended?
To do it? Yeah.
Yeah. When? What happened?
Well, every time I give you a hard time, you get mad at me, and then you call me the next week again.
It's a, give me a hard time, Razor. You know, you're amazing because I truly learned about your ways after you retired and you started doing the TV that you're doing now, and we would talk before games and all that stuff. And then I learned more about you. So the only time I feel like we ever had to mend was after about 2 months after you had me over for dinner and I leaned on your island and all the bowls slid off and they landed. And I broke the tile in the middle of the kitchen and on the tile floor. And then we fought your first game back. And then after that, so then you came, we played Ottawa back to back. I fought Razor. I really didn't want to do it, but I kind of wanted to do it. So we fought, and then, you guys played here the next time. I didn't play that game. Bolts played. And then I went to say hi to you after, and you were standing with your wife and you wouldn't even look at me. You wouldn't even look at me. And Craig, I'm telling you, he would not even acknowledge that I was standing beside him. Okay. Like, this is a guy that, you know, really kind of helped me lead me into the NHL. And you know, you were a great ambassador, and you were great to young guys when you let up on them. But he wouldn't acknowledge that I was standing there, Craig, okay?
Because you were disrespectful.
First of all, I don't know how I was disrespectful.
Like, anybody that went out of their way to help me over time, I would, like, cater to them, roll the red carpet out. But yeah, anybody that helped me, I showed more respect to.
And I certainly didn't beat you up, Rob. You're talking like I kicked your ass all over the rink, and I had no business doing that.
No, you didn't. You didn't even hit me with a punch.
Right. So don't worry about it. What's the big deal? Here we are.
Oh, here we go. It. Here it is. There he was standing at the door.
Now the story behind this, Craig.
Let's go.
Well, the story behind this, Craig, was he had just taken a 4-minute penalty for elbowing my good French buddy there, JP Dumont, and Lindy put me out with 8 seconds left on the power play. Okay, so I went and stood next to the penalty box door. So when he came out of the box, he had to fight me. I wasn't told to do it. I was just like, you know what? Now's a perfect time. You can't say no now. You kept looking back at Jacques Martin, asking him, should I do it, Jacques? No. Okay, I won't fight
him. Seemed like a good scrap.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
It was all right. You were a handful.
It was a really good scrap until Andrew dropped his puck. And then it just kind of went downhill from there. I'm kidding.
I know. But no, kidding. Listen, I remember I said to you right there at the end, I said, sorry, I had to do that. Sorry, I had to.
I wasn't mad at you. I was more mad at the other guy.
You were mad. You were mad. Like, you felt like they sent me out after you, but that wasn't the case, but it was kind of the case. Instigators, okay. WGR.
But we made up.
550. So you're right. Relationships can be mended. It can be mended. So maybe there is hope here in Buffalo with Jack and the Buffalo Sabres. And Kevin Adams will talk about that at 11:30. Outside of the Jack conversation, because we can exhaust that discussion, and I'd rather wait to hear from Kevin Adams, to be honest with you, and maybe see if we get more facts. But before I ask you about more questions that he'll be asked, do you expect, if pushback is the answer, but maybe some pushback from Kevin in response to Jack's comments the other day and kind of what's been out there in the media about the disconnect? Do you expect any kind of clarity?
I think he has to. I think he has to push back. He has to tell their side of how it was handled, or let people know that the disconnect that maybe has been talked about might not be the fact. That might not be the fact. He may lay it out and say, this is what happened, this is what we did, and decision was made. But I don't think he can just sit there and say, yeah, there is a disconnect. No, I think you're going to hear his side of it, Sabre's side, and then you can judge from there.
You have to understand, too, that the Buffalo...
Speaking of disconnect...
He's an asset.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't he just pay...
Trying to do
just pay Jack Eichel money for your internet? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, you cut out on us there, River.
I never have any problem.
Someone's using
it. I was just saying that, you know, Kevin Adams is going to have to speak about this. But, I mean, people need to understand, coming from the Sabre situation, that they're doing this for the best interest of Jack. That's how they feel it. That's why they're going, you know, to make these decisions. And I don't know the conversations. Nobody knows the conversations that I've had behind closed doors with the medical staffs of both sides, but obviously they don't feel, they're not connected in what the process should be. And I think Kevin Adams will speak of that today.
Don't you guys think that this has always been in the game, that injuries along the way, but it was always kept amongst themselves? Do you feel now all this stuff needs to come out sometimes?
Well, Razor, you've been around. So
like
you...
I know in the past there was, I remember when Pat LaFontaine got hurt the first time and there was issues, you know, because in the past, if you went and got an outside doctor to check it, people frowned on that. Like that was something like, you shouldn't do that. That's, you know, we have our doctors and this is who we go by. And it's different now, yes. But I still think that situations like this need to stay in house. There's no need to bring this stuff to the forefront unless you're doing it for a reason.
So you think there's a reason why the Jack Eichel spoke out? Like,
I'm just saying, don't you think? And you know, there's always every year there's something that happens to somebody that, you know, players maybe don't agree with their diagnosis and they get a second opinion, but you never hear about it. You never hear too often unless it's done for a reason.
I think it's important to point out too that there was a. Elliot pointed out in his 31 thoughts, and I'm referencing this a lot because he touched on pretty much everything there. And if you haven't read it, go to his Twitter, Elliot Friedman with the blue check mark. But he basically said the Sabres and their captain are believed to have had an agreement to a month long pause to see how Eichel reacted to rest. The end of that period is approaching. So I'll finish that off. The end of that period is approaching, and from what I understand, he still wants the surgery. The Sabres aren't thrilled with the idea and have not indicated they will approve. So maybe we hear more about that today from Kevin Adams. But I think, I don't know when that the end of that period is. So March 7th, I think, was the injury, right? So maybe he went and sought second opinions or whatever for a week, and maybe you're at March 15th. So Saturday is the 15th. So you're right. And if I'm even being generous on days, that month period is either right now or has passed. So that's going to come up as well. But I think the other question I want to ask, and I'll have you guys answer this after the break. And what would you think now that we've learned this CBA rule? Okay. Basically, specifically to Jack Eichel, when you hear,
and it's the first time I've ever heard of it.
Well, I think it's the first. I think it's such a unique circumstance that it's actually been brought into play.
Yeah.
And this is the entire reason why it's brought into play. And why would the players ever agree to this? We'll talk about it when we come back on the other side of the break. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG with Rob Ray, Toll 11.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Reminder, if you're just tuning in, Don Granato, interim head coach for now anyway, will speak at 11 o'clock. Kevin Adams will speak at 11:30, and we'll carry them both here on WGR 550 and on MSG as you tune into the Instigators here. Rob Ray with us for only 24 more minutes, so we need to make the best of this.
Bro.
I counting down the clock already. You don't want to stick around longer.
Well, there, what's the sense if Don's coming on and then?
Yeah, no, I
coach.
No, there's just
no,
tune.
There's
just,
no need
I know
for
you'll,
me.
You I know you'll be. I know you'll be tuning in. It's part of your job. So I asked you guys a question going to break, and basically, you know, the situation surrounding the disconnect and Eichel's neck falls within the pages of the CBA and. Basically, the rule is, and I'm paraphrasing here, is you can go and get a second opinion, maybe even a third opinion, but when it comes to the decision on the procedure that will be done, the team has final say on that. So in Elliott's 31 Thoughts, he speaks that Jack has decided he would like, or has been, he has been, I guess, what's the word here? I should pull it up, but, you know, looking at options. And a disc replacement is, I think, the avenue that he's interested in going. It's a risky surgery, and the team is not in favor of that. So that question will be brought up today. And it's not that maybe the team is not in favor of him having surgery. It might just be that they are not in favor of him having that particular surgery. So when you hear this and you see this situation, I just want to go back to when we were players, because there are pages in that CBA when we are players that we don't even know exist. Okay. This being one of them, because I don't think
99% of it.
Everyone knew the escrow. Everyone knew the days off. Everyone knew how many days were in the Olympic break, but we didn't know the rules of our own bodies. How is this in the CBA? Will this be changed in the CBA going forward? Because this is a very interesting.
So when did this scenario. Get put in the CBA?
That I couldn't tell you. It's in this CBA. That's all okay. I can tell you.
So 2013-14 CBA?
Yeah, or the more recent one that was signed after the could be, but recent, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's an interesting one because listen, I mean, we all played a very long time in the league, and there's many, many, many surgeries after every single season. You would have your end of the year meetings with your team and the team doctors, and there's so many guys every single year. Guys were having to, you know, have surgeries on their body to make sure that you were in good state and good standing going into the summer to be able to train for next year so you're ready. And I've heard of many players over the years getting second and third opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I've never, in all the years I've been doing this, I've never heard of a player have a disconnect with the team on the type of procedure when you're dealing with, you know, top end, you know, doctors. Usually those doctors have the ability to connect, not the hockey player, not the agent, not the team, but having the doctors collectively discuss what's best for this individual player. And I haven't heard it before.
So here's the actual wording of it. It's believed he is exploring. Exploring was the word I couldn't come up with on the spot there. It's believed he is exploring, on the advice of his medical team, an artificial disc replacement in his neck. I guess my question is this. You take a guy like me, and I'm very open and honest with you know, what I was and what I meant to a team in terms of how they would have viewed me. So you'd send me to a back alley surgeon, you know, for a great deal if you're going to do surgery on Andrew Peters. Why would, I guess I put the question on the player too. Why would the player feel that the team wouldn't have his best interest at heart?
It's a great question.
Especially a player of that caliber.
This is our franchise player.
$10 million player. Does he think they're going to send him to like a, you know, kid just out of college? They've some of the best neurosurgeons in the world right here in Buffalo. And I'm not saying he's against them doing the procedure. I'm just saying, why is there even a disconnect in the first place? Because I guess I would have thought that a player of that caliber would believe that the team has his best interest at heart, much like every other star player on other teams.
Well,
is that unfair for me to think? I mean, Craig, if you're on my team and you're sitting there going, screw these doctors, screw this team, they're trying to screw me. And I'm like, why would you think they're trying to screw you? Like, we can't win without you. So why would we do anything to try to jeopardize?
And we want you healthy.
And we want you healthy.
Signed you to an $80 million deal. We want you back healthy and being in the best
position. For long term, too.
For long term.
For another season. It's long term.
Yeah.
Like, they're looking at it, whomever, and they're looking. It's not Kevin Adams and his group looking at it going, oh, we just got to get Jack through another year. We got to get Jack through a minimum of 5 more years till his deal runs out, whatever he's left in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's or for the next 10 years that we need him to be a part of our organization. That's the way they'd be looking at it. So,
Like I said yesterday, Petey, I said this yesterday, and I'll make it a little quicker. I broke a wrist at the end of the season. I needed a surgery. I went and saw the top wrist surgeon in Montreal. I discussed that with my agent. My agent says, I think that we should go to the number one doctor in the United States. We flew down to Duke University. I went to Duke University. We got a diagnosis. I did not like the diagnosis that this doctor gave me. So you know what my agent did? He went and got a third diagnosis. We went to Baltimore and went to the second top wrist surgeon in the United States. They both didn't agree. So all three doctors discussed it and they came to a conclusion between these brilliant men. They came to a conclusion of the course of action. And I went and had my surgery by the guy in Montreal who is brilliant at doing surgeries on wrists. And I went and had the procedure.
Yeah, you ended up doing the initial suggestion, didn't you?
Well, no, I went with the suggestion of the third guy.
Okay. But wasn't your third guy the same suggestion as the first guy though?
Yes.
Yes. So in theory, you didn't need the second and third. You just really needed the first. But the second.
But you know what? You have to feel comfortable with
peace of mind,
direction, right? Peace of mind. I went through the top guys. The number one guy in the United States was from Duke University, and he gave me a diagnosis that was wrong. And I hate to say it, they discussed it. The guy from Baltimore and the guy from Duke discussed it, and they agreed. Okay, I read the image wrong.
You read the image wrong.
Happens all the time. I know a doctor that put the X on the wrong foot, operated on the wrong knee. Happens. Guy I played with, you know, they marked the foot with the X. You know, he's got the right meniscus tear, whatever. We're gonna do it here. X on the right foot, operated on the right right knee, and you know, his left knee was the bad knee. We got to go to break. When we come back, we talk about mending relationships. With the breaking news out of New York, maybe there is a way to salvage the Jack Eichel relationship and keep him here in Buffalo. I'll tell you what that is when we return to Instigators WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, so the news out of New York. So look, I know you're not going to bend over backwards for players and let them make decisions on how to dictate your organization, but there are sometimes you make decisions and your franchise players might have a say in who might be hired as coach. As the New York Rangers relieve David Quinn of his duties, other than Benoit Allaire, the other assistants were let go as well. But why is that significant to Jack Eichel? Because he was Jack Eichel's coach in college. And I do believe there's a good relationship there. And I do believe that part of that Jack to the Rangers talk was maybe some of David Quinn maybe wanting that player. I don't know. I'm connecting dots here. But is that something you would ever consider doing if you were a general manager of any team, hiring a coach specifically to please your star player?
Well, I say no. I would say that if I was a general manager and I was, you know, looking at a coach to bring in, I would have the conversations with my players, their thoughts on them, you know, because if there was any issue or problem or whatever, I think, you know, you want to kind of solve a problem or prevent a problem. But I think that, yeah, you consult those guys, maybe not in the ultimate decision, but thoughts on it.
What do you think, Anthony?
I don't have to answer that question. I've never been about one guy. I don't care. I don't give two kahunis about one player in the team. I don't care if he's your best player. You don't win with one player. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm not about making one player happy. I'm about trying to find a solution to make the proper fit for the team. Because teams win championships.
Rims, I'm not sitting there saying, hey, that's the ultimate yes or no. I'm just saying that I would expect that conversation is had.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't think you want your top players to not like who you're bringing in. But that being said, I think that any general manager that's trying to do the best for his team, he's going to bring that coach in because he feels confident that he can get the most out of all the players, not just one guy. We're looking at making a team, not just looking and making your star guy happy.
All right. Fair enough. I had to ask the question.
Make him happy. I'm just asking an opinion.
And I'm only asking that question because, you know, it's assumed by many, not just me, but by many, that Jack wants out. And if you are looking to keep him, because he's a hell of a talent. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Neck surgery, no neck surgery, rehab. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a hell of a talent. So whether it's here or somewhere else, using his words, I just wanted to know if a coach like David Quinn, who has now got his feet wet in the NHL, he's worked with Lindy Ruff, he's worked with many other good head coaches, and sometimes good coaches take off with their second and sometimes third teams. So, you know, I just thought maybe there would be a dot connected there. I also don't want to take away from the job that Don Granato has done and have everybody think that I'm assuming Don Granato will not be back. We're going to break now so we can hear from Don Granato. We'll hear from Kevin Adams. Craig wants to say something quickly. I just want to make a quick prediction. Mike Greer will be the head coach of the New York Rangers. That's going to be my prediction. Go ahead, Riff.
No. Yeah. When you talk about, you know, David Quinn being fired, you have to look at Chris Drury. This is his new beginning, his new start. He's got a nice team, a nice young team that he's trying to work with. But, you know, he's probably looking for a fresh start, a new coach that he can pick that has his stamp on it. And you're going to start to see that as the Rangers move forward.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Don Granato, interim head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, will speak. And I look forward to hearing about, you know, the players that specifically he felt grew most under him. So we'll hear from him. And also, I'm sure we'll hear about the job Dan Girardi and Matt Ellis did, because you can't ignore what those two did under the time they were here. So we'll be right back, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.